Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people! Oh my God, 'tis the season to be jolly. I'm so happy. I had my wonderful tree trimming party last night, and a lot of old friends, a lot of new friends. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy night, and we had so much fun. We've got an 11-foot tree that the guys did the lights, and then all of the ladies put the ornaments on, and some of the guys, and we ate ourselves silly and probably drank a little too much, but I was up till around 2, and I am charged with energy to be here with you right now. I love our community, and you are my best Christmas present, my best one. So, okay, boy, all right, the Christmas special, well, I'm sure a lot of you that have been trying to book places know there's only 12 spots left out of 100, guys. I'm going to close it in a week, so make sure if you want to do it, you don't sit on should I, would I, could I, and because you're going to be going into I oughta and I wish I woulda. So sign up at imdwallace.com right on the homepage. And I want to remind you that the predictions webinar is December 18th. And, you know, I just want to remind you that when your energy shifts and the majority or the hundredth monkey energy shifts, everything in energy can be read differently, right? So that the channel really, really wants us to understand this very important concept that nothing is stuck in stone or written as destiny the way we've always understood destiny. Your destiny changes in every moment of every moment. As long as you're consciously shifting it toward what you want, right? So, again, around predictions week, what the energy is now, they're saying, is going to drastically change because of something that's going to happen. So, I don't get that it's around everything that's going on in Washington right now, but it has something to do with Washington, okay? And really, they can't give me any more than that because everything's going to shift, and everything is going to shift depending on how presently conscious you are around what you want. So I want to take you through a little exercise today, but before we do that, I want to bring Stephen on so he can tell you about his far out foods and all this cool new stuff that's going on with it for Christmas. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love this stuff, you guys. I got it for everybody in my family, and everybody wants it again this Christmas. So the stage is yours, Stephen.
Okay. I'm going to do my best not to sound like a commercial, but I have a bunch of exciting stuff here. Coming up on our website this week, I am launching, I believe it's 8 or 9 new blends that I've been working on for probably half of this year. So I'm really excited to see these finally come to fruition. But we've got chili lime coming out, pineapple twist, which is pineapple and mango. We've got a mango habanero, a smoked salt habanero that's really good, a fajita mix, and a chipotle version of our ranch, which people have been asking for probably over a year. And I've got two chili mixes coming out, so you can make your own chili. We do a red chili mix and a white chili mix. And then the one that I'm super excited about, I'm actually making some of it today because my daughter can't get enough of it, is we're doing a limited edition hot cocoa mix. It's absolutely just so divine, and it only has three ingredients. It's organic cacao powder, organic coconut palm sugar, and sea salt. And it's not too sweet, and it's not overly chocolatey or bitter or anything, and it's just, oh, it's
That's
so good.
That's what I want for my birthday, Stephen.
I think I might be able to arrange that for you. Oh, and you'll love it. It has a limited edition holiday label on it, and the labels are being delivered on Tuesday. Oh, I'm so excited. So, and then the last thing is we have our essentials line coming out, which everybody's been asking, hey, can we get some of your garlic? Can we get some of your pepper? I love the stuff that you use in your blend. So, yes, we have 8 of them coming out. We've got California garlic that we use. We've got our smoked sea salt, our Mediterranean sea salt, our red bell pepper, cayenne pepper, smoked paprika. It's all kinds of just awesome stuff.
And it's all natural, right? It's all...
Yep, all pure. That's our whole thing is pure ingredients, amazing flavors. That's our new slogan with our new logo. And we don't use any fillers, no MSGs, no GMOs, no anti-caking agents or sand, as my brother likes to call it, sodium dioxide.
Where can we order this?
From our website, which is Far Out Foods with a Z. It's FOODZ.com. And we do free shipping now with no minimum purchase.
Woo!
And we have 100% money-back guarantee, which nobody's ever had to use. And if you use the code DWALLACE, all lowercase, one word at checkout, you get 10% off.
See, I'm whoring myself out, guys, and I love it. This stuff is really, really, really good. I recommend this really highly. If you cook or bake or barbecue at all, you're going to really
Even
love
Even if you
this.
Eat fast food,
yeah.
It's good on fries and burgers and, I mean, everything.
We have our
usual, 9 flavors that have always been there. This is just all the new stuff that's coming out, too. So we've got a Cajun and a taco and a ranch and a, lemon pepper and
all
that.
And I want to take a minute to tell everybody, see, this is an example of somebody doing the work and taking the steps and walking through fear and taking action. Because this was a dream of Stephen's, 2 years ago?
We started in 2017. We're about to hit our 3-year anniversary, but this was a dream for over 10 years of mine.
Yeah.
Before I even started the work or found you or any of that stuff.
Yeah. And it's, you got to have a dream to make a dream come true, but then you got to take the action too. So congratulations, Stephen. And I hope everybody comes forward and supports you on this. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Dee.
Okay, so I'm going to take everybody. I want to talk a little bit more today about Ho'oponopono because I never really understood it before. So I want everybody to choose something that you're working on, like money, health and wellness, relationships, and I'll just use me as an example because that's always the most powerful thing I do for you, so you tell me. So let's say I want to work a little bit on my essential tremors, which I have to say today there's no evidence of at all. So, but say I want to work on my essential tremors. We know that we all create ourselves. And we know that we create everything that's happened to us for whatever lessons we are calling forward so that we can move through them and be free within ourselves, right? So I would go in and I would connect with my heart and say, Dee, I'm sorry for this place in me that needed to create this essential tremors, that needed to have this belief that it's genetic, that needed to hold on to the struggle and the unforgiveness that might have created this. I'm sorry, Dee. Please forgive me for needing this place within me. I love you. And thank you. Thank you for acknowledging this. Thank you for being willing to let it go. Thank you for healing yourself and bringing yourself back into balance. That's what, and guys, I'm doing it around one specific place of forgiveness. I have to tell you, I am dramatically surprised and dramatically pleased with, now that I understand it, the shift in my energy around this. So, like, if you're doing money, I'm sorry about this place in me that believes money's limited, or I believe that I can't create it, or I'm sorry for this victim thing in me that wants to hold on to being a victim in every way. All right, so pick one thing, guys, and these are the four statements. Let's just walk through. Everybody drop in and connect with your heart. Choose just one thing so that you can have an experience of this. Drop into your heart and tell yourself you're sorry for needing to create that in your life. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for needing to experience this and create this in this lifetime. And I love you. I love you that you're stepping forward to free yourself. Thank you. Thank you for doing this for me, meaning yourself. Thank you for letting this go. Thank you for letting it transmute. Thank you for being free. Gosh, I hope you really got the experience of doing that. I would love for you to practice that this week, especially around one thing. I can't tell you the dramatic difference I feel within myself. So give it a shot. Can I go to the calls? I can. All right, we're going to come together, directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We're directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We're directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. And we are claiming, I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. All right, we're going to start with Terry in Arizona. Hi, you're on.
Gracious, good morning, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, darling. How are you?
Good. I'm a first-time caller.
We like virgins, Terry.
Okay, good.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've had a very bad year physically, and I want to address two things. First, I've had a headache every day of my life for 45 years, give or take. It pretty much, it's rare for me not to have a headache even during any given day. Second, I've had a problem with dizziness ever since 2012. Now, that's kind of an intermittent problem, but none of the doctors have been able to help me either with a cause or cure on either one, and I'm just wondering.
All right, well, I can definitely help you. I'm not a doctor, but I can help you with the energetic thing that's behind it. We're going to the sheets and we're going to a core belief, and this is a perfect thing for you to work Ho'oponopono on this week, these headaches. This page here. Okay, So they're taking me to the belief I can never be God. So they're saying, when you get in alignment with allowing yourself to be free and clear of all this, then the doctors will be able to help you decipher what it is and literally help clear it up. So are you open to knowing that you're the creator of you, Terry?
This is all very new to me, but I listened to one other of your shows, and I'm getting there.
All right. Well, would you agree that no one can think a thought for you?
Oh, right.
Okay. Can anybody feel a feeling for you?
No.
Okay. Can anybody hold a perspective of yourself or of the world and other people without you choosing to accept that perspective?
No.
Okay. So in all those ways, we create ourselves, right?
Okay.
All right. And my channel's definition of God is all thought and all possibility. And that's open to all of us, Terry. So
okay.
When you move into your knowing that you are the creator of you and that you are all thought and all possibility, the headaches will subside.
Oh, okay.
Because the basis of the headaches is part of you remembers the truth and the power of who you are. And the other part of you is going, I don't want to remember this. I don't want to what religion were you brought up with?
Protestant.
Okay. And it doesn't really matter. The Catholic religion is probably the hardest on us, but we all get it. Pretty much every religion, unless you're in science of mind or unity or something like that, tells you that you don't have the power. Right? And
right.
We have to take that power back, Terry, because if we don't take the responsibility, what we call God and the universe cannot intervene on our behalf. That's what it means when it says God helps him who helps himself. We're here to absolutely learn to create ourselves, and then the universe can play with us.
Okay.
Right? Okay? They're also saying, Terry, that there's some kind of structural thing going on. And they're showing me the top of your neck. Do you go to a chiropractor or an osteopath would be better, they're saying?
I went to a chiropractor, spent about, I think it was like $3,000, and I went for a couple of months, and it wasn't doing any good, so I stopped going.
Yeah, well, I would think for a couple of that. But again, they want to remind you, and this is for everybody, guys, if you're putting out a mixed message, right, which you are, if you're saying, I want to create this, but I can't, that's a mixed message that messes up your signal. The signal that we send out, right?
Okay.
We're either sending out I don't love myself, or we're sending out I don't forgive myself. All those things mess up the electrical signal that we send out from our thoughts and our feelings, because the heart and the brain are electrical, and that's what the universe responds to. So the more you get yourself into alignment with I am, what would the positive be of headache free? If you had no headaches, I am what?
Oh my God, I'd be blissful. I don't know what a day would be like without a headache.
Okay, well, you see, you just created more headaches by the statement you made.
Oh, okay. I knew that as soon as I said it.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
So that means you're becoming more conscious, right? So we don't want to say I'm headache free because our brain thinks in pictures and it'll see a headache. So I am blissful. I am free. There's a word that's hanging right out here to my left. Hold on.
Okay.
I am. That's the highest word. Open. I am open because there's something that needs to open. And for it to open, you have to be open to your own power.
Okay.
But they're also saying a good osteopath. Do you know what an osteopath is?
Yeah.
Okay. Licensed medical doctor works not only on the bones and the muscles and the ligaments, but also the organs and the tissues and everything else.
Okay.
So if you go into your heart, you will pick the right one. Don't go to your head. Go to your heart. Okay?
Okay.
That gave you enough to work on for this week, and I would definitely do Ho'oponopono, Iran. I'm sorry, Terry. I'm sorry about that place in me that needs to create these headaches. Okay?
Okay. All right,
sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. And welcome. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on. Hi, babe.
Hi, Dee. Hello.
What's up?
Well, as you've been talking, I've been thinking about my question, and what's been coming to me is struggle or the need for struggle.
Yep.
I wanted to ask about work, because I'm, you know, every day on my drive, I like direct my work day, and I'll have like, you know, like one really good night that week, and then the next night I'll feel like I'm working twice as hard to make half as much.
Okay, Iris, because you're directing what you want while you're holding on to the belief that you have to struggle to get it.
Okay.
So what you're putting out signal-wise is, hi, universe, I want more money and I want things to go at work well at work, and I've got to struggle to make that happen. So the opposite of struggle is ease and flow,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yeah.
I, again, would definitely do the Ho'oponopono around that place in you that mm-hmm. has held on to that need for struggle and the belief for struggle. And struggle, I'm testing it, is the highest word.
Yeah. Great. So just I can keep doing the same thing, just also let it be easy?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Well, isn't that what we all want? But we all think that we're going to deserve it more, or the universe is going to respond more, or we're going to be more worthy to get it if we struggle. And it works the opposite way, guys. It works the opposite way. Okay?
Yes. Great.
All right. Come on. You know this stuff, Iris. Get going. You know this stuff. All right, Miss Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby Kate.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, and hope that you have amazing holidays.
Oh, you too, sweetheart. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I have a fur baby that has a challenging health condition. The doctors are not quite sure what it is, and they've been treated. I don't know whether it's an immune system problem.
Well,
it's
interesting, Kathy, when you said a health challenge, my pendulum goes right to no. So are we both balanced? Yes. Anybody switch? No. We both want the highest answer. It's a spiritual thing, they're saying, that's causing this. And usually when I get this information, they're acting out something on your behalf. But do you have kids?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, hold on, because they're showing me, do you have grandkids?
No, ma'am. I don't have any children or grandchildren.
Okay. Well, that's where we're going then. Is this a past life thing and a this life thing? Okay. And now we're going to a core belief. Hold on. This page here. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. All right, guys, just hang with me because this is a little out there, but I'm hearing this pretty clearly. That this fur baby, I've never had this, so I'm sitting with it, Kathy. This fur baby of yours was a child in another life, and it was a child that you lost in another life. And the more you can just keep saying to your fur baby, you're supposed to be here and you belong this time. Choose to stay. Those are the words I'm being given. I know that's pretty far out there. Can you even hear that possibility?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm sitting here crying.
Okay, well, that's always good, guys, because that means we hit a heart truthful place. So you're supposed to be here, and you belong, and I want you to choose to stay. Whoa, my pendulum's like flying here. Hold on, is there any? So we're going to, somehow this is on behalf of all of us, guys, and now they just want me to mention nobody around me or in my immediate circle, but so many people had to cancel on the tree trimming party last night because they were sick. All right, again, guys, you don't have to choose to be sick. You can choose to know there's not a flu season. There's only another season to create health. Okay, don't buy into all that stuff. They're taking me everywhere now. But this is about choice for your fur baby, okay? So yeah. They want us to balance this for everybody. We're supposed to be here, and we do belong. Making it simple, with flow, with ease, knowing that we're the creators of us easily and joyfully. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Wow, what an interesting call, Kathy. Thank you. Will you just pop me an email in about a week and let me know how your baby's doing?
Yes, I will. I also signed up for one of your special Christmas calls. Thank you for that.
Oh, great. So, thank you. Yes, you're welcome. Boy, they've been really, really powerful so far, guys. Really powerful. So great. I will look forward to talking with you then, Kathy. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Miss Maria in San Francisco. What's up, baby cakes? Did you direct your day today?
Of course. Every day.
Yippee. All right. What can we answer for you?
First, thank you so much for always making so much time every Sunday, no matter what's going on with your life. That means so much. Thank you for that.
Well, thank
you,
Maria.
Holiday.
Thank you. You too. I love being with you guys. I'm telling you, I look forward to this all week. So what's up? The frequency in your voice sounds good to me.
It's been very mixed. Nothing's been resolved yet regarding doctors, and the doctor's office is not cooperating to give me a biopsy referral, and I've been thinking that there's something serious going on with my right chest breast area for the last several weeks, and I'm redirecting my energy because I was having issues with that, and I changed the doctor just to change the doctor. But I'm wondering if I should go outside of where I chose to, like,
okay.
Oakland.
So, Maria, none of those are the right questions, baby.
Okay.
We have to get you in harmony. The highest word is nurturing. And I'm saying this to all people out there, not just the women. Any kind of breast issues, cervical issues, mm-hmm. uterine issues. Those are all about nurturing. So the highest thing that you can get into alignment is the joy of nurturing yourself. Now, in this instance, we have to be pretty clear about what we're talking about, because nurturing yourself is not worrying. Nurturing is loving yourself so much that you know all is being created in health and wellness for you, and all people are on your side working with you in the creation of that. Remember, guys, we create through how we see ourselves, how we see the world, and how we see the world seeing us. So if we're saying, I feel like I need to address this health issue, but all those doctors out there, I don't trust them and they're not helping me. Do you see how those two beliefs cannot congruently integrate all of you into creating what you want? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So,
I hired a distance healer and I'm redirecting because I did feel something was going on, like my energy was stuck. And sometimes I do wake up and I just can't think straight.
Maria, Maria, don't mm-hmm. say, you just gave yourself a direction not to be able to think straight.
Mm-hmm.
When I wake up, I am totally clear. I am clear and I know. Now, again, not a doctor, and definitely if you think you need to see a doctor, guys, that's part of you taking responsibility for your own well-being. Maria, I'm not getting that there's anything really serious. Your hormones are a little bit off balance.
Yeah.
You can direct them to come back into balance. And the biggest thing that is creating an imbalance there is your worry. Worry is going to screw with your hormones, your adrenals, your thyroid, all of those kind of things. So take the action that you can. I am attracting the perfect doctors that give me the highest information because that's all I need. And while I am doing that, I am knowing and remembering and creating that I am wellness. You see, I don't want you to go outside of yourself, Maria, and give your responsibility of getting yourself in alignment to somebody else. It's fine. Let whomever it is, let them help you. But you, mm-hmm. you are your greatest healer, sweetheart. Guys, we all have to take responsibility for our own creation. This is the year. This is like put up or shut up. Okay? So start working on that. Again, the four things I gave you. I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you, and thank you. Right? Around, again, it's a struggle. Your struggle to create answers here. We don't mm-hmm. need to struggle. We only get to create. All right, baby. You can do this, Marie. You've come so far. Take one more step and really know that you're in charge of your health and wellness. All right, baby. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Always.
Happy belief.
Thank you. Thank you. And Miss Paula in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee, and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Actually, my question is, I feel like it's been answered. It has to do with, like, the sending mixed signals. But I feel like what I was, but what I was doing was I was kind of intentionally sending it, you know, for testing my setting boundaries and being empowered. And I feel like I don't need to do that now. I know.
That's a true statement.
I'm
yeah,
so glad.
What the channel said is, why do you have to protect yourself when you are consciously creating all good and all flow and all joy and all love? What is there to protect yourself from then?
Right. There's nothing.
Only ourselves. Only ourselves, Paula. You know? And you're right. Now, that's what they're saying. We don't have to fix. We don't have to troubleshoot. Those things that we have been taught are the opposite of what's going to give us what we want.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
If I'm not booking commercials, I don't go to, oh my God, why am I not booking these commercials? I don't understand. I go to the joy of booking commercials. And whatever
right.
I need to bring into alignment within me, I'm doing it. Just do it. Because I am booking commercials. That's just an example of what they're asking you to do.
Yes. What do I want? You know, it all boils down to that.
What do I want? And I am that.
Yeah. And also, it's the power versus force. It's being in the power.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And this is really huge.
See, being in your power is knowing. When you really know, you're powerful. When I know that I'm creating exactly what I want, when I know that I'm going to go in and knock that audition out of the park, that's power. And if you're powerful and if you know, you don't go into fear. Therefore, the signal that you're sending out is strong. You understand?
Yes. And if
good.
Something is out of alignment, then you just look at it.
Absolutely.
You know,
if something's out of alignment, that's your big opportunity.
Yes.
Right? To bring yourself into balance so you don't have to play the same game anymore. It's such,
absolutely.
It's, you know, don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right, baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
this
you, Paula.
Yes.
Much love to you. Bye.
Love to you. Bye.
All right, Susan in Niagara, what's up?
I knew it was next.
How are you feeling?
Well, my ears are still stopped up, so I've been cleaning house. Because I feel like it's congestion. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to clean my house really good. And I've also, my question
and,
was.
And that means cleaning the house of you, everybody.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, because
so
you are the house where it all
and
happened.
I'm also taking control. I cut off Dish, and I'm taking control, and I've been watching you a lot on Amazon Prime. I love it.
Oh, what are
awesome.
You watching? Just Ed Magic?
I did that whole series, and your Hansel and Gretel one, and anything I can find to you in it. I've been having so much fun. Anyway.
Well, you're definitely seeing all the different sides of D.
Definitely. I love it.
So
anyway,
what can we do for you? Yeah.
Okay. I have, now, last year, I lost my car keys and my house keys, which didn't make sense because I needed them to get into my house. So I figured they've got to be somewhere in the house, which is one of the reasons why I'm house thieving. And I also lost a very valuable pendant of a Tanzanite pendant that I gave myself for my 50th birthday. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I put it away somewhere so it would be safe. And I haven't found it yet, either one of those things yet. So I'm wondering.
Okay, well, it's very interesting that we were talking about the house of you after cleaning house, and then you lost the keys to your house.
Yeah, but
I lost the keys last year. Yeah, but that's not an accident. That's not by happenstance. right, that we're talking about unlocking, the ability of unlocking the house of you. So
yeah.
That takes me to, and this has to do with the necklace also, what does Susan need to unlock within herself for her integrated, powerful creation? Sheet, book, give me a song. Any song.
I'm getting the words moving out. I don't know why that means. But that,
well, that's a song. Yeah, we're moving on out to the upside. You know, it's from the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I do. It comes
okay, good.
From your subconscious, because your subconscious makes the connections. Or you
okay.
can call. You can say it comes from spirit. It doesn't really matter as long as it comes, right? We asked, it came. So, again, Susan, and this is your biggest thing around everything. And it goes back to when I first started working with you. You've made huge strides, but you are caught in the purgatory of moving up and out of this safety place where you're taken care of by limiting yourself.
Okay.
So, do you know specifically what I'm referring to?
The income that I'm referring
yes.
to, that I keep on? Yeah.
Yes. That's the biggest example of it in your life. So, you know, guys, if you're saying, I want more money, I want to expand, I want to grow, my intention is to branch out and be happier and have more money flow and everything, you can't be afraid of not being taken care of by doing that. So, in other words, if you're in fear that you have to keep yourself small in order to bring in the money that you're bringing in, it's going to be really difficult for you to unlock the door into your higher self and your higher creation. Again, mixed signal of what you want and what you're in fear of and what you know. You get yourself in alignment with that, the keys show up. And I get that they're in the house. Do we want the highest answer, both of us? Anybody switched and we're both balanced? Yeah, I get that they're there somewhere, but you have to come to terms. And it doesn't mean one way or another, Susan. What it means is that you either have to choose to be happy where you're at and be okay with staying in what you've created, which is perfectly fine, or you decide you're going to trust and branch out into making more money. Either one is okay, but the fight between the two of them is what's not okay.
Yes,
you understand?
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand.
So that's, again, what you might do the ho'opono around. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm having this place of conflict in myself.
Do you see the necklace being in the house here somewhere? Where?
Yep, I do.
Well, good.
Why does the necklace thing represent home? What is it about the necklace thing that?
The necklace is the tanzanite. Tanzanite is my absolute most favorite, most loved stone in the entire world.
Yeah, but what does it stand for?
It stands for abundance.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Because when I was a child, I saw a tanzanite on a field trip. The very first time they brought it in, huge tanzanite. I just stood there and stared at it. While the entire field trip went to all the other places in the museum, I couldn't take my eyes off that damn tanzanite. I mean, it was gigantic.
Well,
it was It just meant everything to me.
And it represents abundance, which is what we're talking about, you breaking out of your limitation about that. But your limitation is the fact that you won't just be okay making a decision. You want to stay where you're at to be safe, and you want to break out and make more money. But that's not an integrated signal, is it? That's a confusing direction for the universe. Give me both things which are opposite. Can't do that.
Well, I am taking charge of, like, for instance, like the abundance in with the cutting of the cord and just using, you know, I'm creating my own beautiful life with, like, the TV and watching the shows that I want and cutting, you know, getting rid of all that garbage that
yes.
I didn't want.
Okay.
So that's why I'm cleaning out and changing
things. I understand.
Things.
They want you to clean out and redirect and accept whatever it is you want 100% within you.
Okay. Got
okay.
That.
All right.
Got it.
Thank you, baby.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love
that's,
you.
I love you too, baby. And that's a huge lesson for everybody there, guys. Huge. What she just brought in. Rye, what's up, baby?
Oh, not much this week. I got a chance to celebrate me a little bit.
Good.
A company that does like the high-end wedding photography photo books gave me a chance to sample their product. So I put together a bunch of my best pictures, and even going back into some old ones that I've never really processed and all that good stuff, and put together a beautiful book, and I'm so looking forward to getting it and seeing it.
Well, that's great, Ryan. See, because you're coming forward for yourself and honoring yourself, which is, I say this to you every time, you're one of the most beautiful souls on the planet, you know? You have to know that and put some power behind it. And as you're doing that now, the universe is starting to respond to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Great, honey. Well, we're all standing and knowing with you that you're putting it out there with a clear signal. You're worthy, you're ready, and you want to be honored. And you are honored, okay?
Absolutely.
That's what you want to focus on.
Beautiful.
Okay, is it anything else?
Just looking to shake this cough that is still lingering from being ill a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, you don't have to believe that that needs to happen. Who told you, oh my God, yeah, well, that's going to hang on for a while?
Oh, nobody.
Who said that?
I'm...
No, somebody did. They're adamant. Hmm. They're adamant with me. And it was just like in passing, you know, oh, wow, I had that. Yeah, it hangs around for a while. That's all you need, guys. That's all you need to hear, unless when that happens, you go, BS, I'm creating my health and wellness right now. So just focus on that. Medically, I'm not a doctor, but I don't get that there's anything medically up, right? Just, well, now they're showing me a humidifier. So maybe where you're at is just a little dry. And do you have a humidifier that you can use at night?
No, but I do have one of those My Pure Mist devices that I kind of use to spray steam into my water.
Yeah, they think you ought to run out to Rite Aid or whatever. You can get one for $20, dude.
Sounds like a good plan.
Or turn on a hot shower and close all your bedroom doors if your bathroom's next to it and fill up your room with, you know, some good steam. Okay?
Oh, all right. Sounds
good.
Not
getting
Thank
anything
you.
Else. Yep, you bet. Let me know, will you? Thank you.
I will do.
Okay. Miss Emily in California, you're on. Emily,
hi,
are you there?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Oh, my goodness. This show, thank you so much for clarifying the ho'oponopono. I have been, wanting that information.
I know.
So thank you for helping create with me.
I'm telling you, when I really got it and got the it's all about self-love. And you really can feel the self-love for yourself. Well, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would love – oh, I have two things. The first is a celebration, and the second is about my shoulder. So I want to thank whoever was on last week who celebrated – I think it was Robert – getting the $1,000 because I realized that an amazing gift has happened in my life, and it helped me celebrate that. My stepmom's very elderly father passed away, and my dad and stepmom are gifting each of their 6 combined children a large amount of money, $10,000.
Wow.
So, woohoo.
And
yeah.
you do know that you helped create that, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm telling you guys, I'm on you now. You got to stop and acknowledge your creations.
Yes.
You know, shit just doesn't happen. Shit's created. Good shit and bad shit. So know and take responsibility for the good stuff too. Okay, Emily, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I've got some pain deep in my right shoulder.
When did the shoulder start? When did it start?
I think it's been a few months. And you and I did some work on I Am There, which I believe is in alignment.
Okay, don't say I believe. It is in alignment. Yes, I get a yes on that.
I Am
That's
There
the
is
right
in
question.
Alignment. Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, again, not a doctor, but they're telling me you think it's your shoulder, but it's not really your shoulder.
Okay.
So,
is it up in my neck?
Yes, it's coming from, and they're showing me my trainer, who, to my chagrin sometimes, makes me understand how all the tendons and the muscles and everything connect, and if you misuse this, you affect that, so there's something around that. Again, if you could find a good osteopath, it's funny. Sometimes they differentiate chiropractor, but they're saying because an osteopath works more with tissues and soft tissue, and he works with bones also, but he goes much deeper than a chiropractor, and I believe in both of them and have both of them. So, again, there. All right. So you're the second person. Hang on, here it comes, everybody. She's the second person you see that they're showing me the top of the neck, the very, very top. I don't need the body book, sheets, but give me a song, Em.
Happy birthday.
Uh-huh. Okay. Here we go. They're saying very clearly that the work that we're doing, how we're expanding, how we're being reborn into our new direction is literally shifting. That's the highest word. You should see my pendulum. It's going to break if it goes any. Literally shifting our skulls. Because our skulls have to shift, they're saying. I sound like I know what I'm talking about, and I trust the channel completely. The skull has to shift in order to accommodate the changes in the brain that we're creating, which makes total sense to me.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow indeed. So, an osteopath can manipulate that shift and just bring it into alignment. Just hold that intention. Yeah, that's the highest information. I mean, you know that we've opened up a portal here because there's been some pretty out there information come in on this show today, which
yeah.
I love. I always love seeing it explode open again, and that's what
yeah.
we're doing. So, but also, guys, we can come together and direct, boy, there it goes again, direct our skulls to realign. And I think, Terry, this is for you too. Hopefully you're still on. This is for everybody, they're saying. We are directing our skulls to realign and accommodate and be aligned and in harmony with the expansion of the knowing of our brains that is occurring right now. Did I say all the words? Yes. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Now, they're also saying, Emily, you have not directed your shoulder to be love and in alignment. You just keep asking what's
yeah.
wrong with it.
And I do keep sending it light and love, but you're right. I haven't directed it.
Yeah. Well, you know, welcome to what we're all learning. This is,
yeah.
we're literally in the process of learning how to live consciously. But
yeah.
again, back to our very first caller, you have to know and accept that you are the God of you, that you are the frequency of God, that you are your creators.
Yes, I know that, and I accept that, absolutely. I
yep,
am there.
I yep, you are. I get a big yes on that. So remember that and direct what you want now in everything.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Beautiful.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and yippee
you.
And woohoo. All right, guys. What a show. Don't we always say that? This is why no matter if I even get 2 hours of sleep, I am like so pumped to be with you. All right. The predictions webinar a week from Wednesday, December 18th. You do not want to miss this one. Sign up at imdwallace.com. 12 spots left on the Christmas special. Don't be one of those 15 or 16 people from last year that said, well, yeah, but I was going to do it. Aren't there any left? Because I'll say no. All right. I'm trying to teach you to move on. When you get something that you know you're supposed to do, you got to move on it. All right. I love you guys. Hey, be love, be giving, be joy, be everything that this Christmas season is. And just go give and receive and give and receive. Until we meet it again, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.